Ours to Protect. Brought to you by LMFM, the IBI, and funded by Commission Amman with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
Welcome to a new monthly series of Ours to Protect on Late Lunch, in which we talk about issues that make our lives more sustainable and leave the planet and places we inhabit in good shape for future generations. Today it's all about growing your own, no matter what your age, where you live and what space is available. No better person to begin with than Nikki Kyle, the organic gardening guru, who tells us how and why she began her organic growing journey many moons ago.
I've been doing it for a lifetime. I started growing my own organic food when my daughter was a baby, because the doctor said she had to have chemical-free food or she was going to die, basically. She was very allergic to a lot of things.
For people listening to this programme today, is it easy to begin?
I mean, it's dead easy. I mean, plants want to grow. Seeds want to grow. You know, I mean, if you've ever left potatoes and forgotten about them in the fridge and looked at them 2 months later, you know they want to grow, because you've found all sorts of weird-looking, long-shooted potatoes growing there. And that's what things do want to grow, genuinely. And the wonderful thing about growing our own, I found this wonderful stat a few years ago, and it's something called the Farm Carbon Calculator. And growing or buying just 1 kilo of organic produce can actually reduce our personal carbon footprint by an amazing 6.4 kilos of CO2. And that, if it's organic, it supports biodiversity, it's better for your health, as I've already said, and much better if it's local and not imported. The thing is to start off with things you like and start off with easy things. My sort of invention is the organic peat-free grow bag. People say, oh, they're much too expensive. You know, they're, it's so expensive. I can buy 3 bags of peat DIY chain peat compost for the cost of your one organic peat-free compost. But, you know, I've got bags here, Jerry, you can see. There's one outside here now, which had watercress in all winter. Before that, it had grown 4 different crops. Even in 1 year, it grew 4 big pumpkins, which actually, when I looked at the price at the farmer's market, they were charging by weight. They were actually charging about 25 euros each. So over the 2 years it's grown crops, or 3 years it's grown crops, that grow bag has paid for itself a million times over. Because it's also grown watercress all last winter. Before that, it grew lettuce, courgettes. It must have produced about 150 euros worth of produce.
As we sit here in your wonderful garden, I'm looking at your container tubs. You mentioned the grow bag. You can start as simple as that with those rapid-growing salad crops.
Actually, and you know, a container's the best way to start, because you won't have slug problems.
So your message today on Ours to Protect, grow your own, is get to it, get started. If you only have a balcony, a windowsill, a pot, if you have a garden, open up a little raised bed in there and begin.
Anything. But, you know, containers or my organic peat-free grow bags are the way to start, because they'll be totally slug-free, because slugs are the biggest problem with anything. You know, try that first. Try a small container. Just keep it watered from the bottom. You know, sit it in a plant saucer. Some of these are in plant saucers here. I've grown all our own organic food for well over 40 years. I wouldn't be this healthy if I couldn't do that. You know, food is so important. It's the most important thing that we can give our family to make them healthy. Eat healthy food first and foremost.
Children are the future. It's great to get them growing early. Off we go to St. Oliver's Primary School. Yes, I've come along to St. Oliver's National School on the Ballymakenny Road in Drogheda, and we're in their garden here. And I'm joined by the principal, Catherine Tiernan Bell, who has invited us here today. Catherine, tell us about your green initiatives in the school.
Hi, Jerry. Great to be here with you today. Jerry, we are very lucky and very blessed that we have a lot of boys and girls in our school that care about the planet and care about the environment. And on that basis, we have a wonderful Green School Committee headed up there, of course, by Miss McFay, and some of the other teachers drafted in on occasion to give a hand and help out. Our initiatives would include anything from electricity conservation, water conservation, planting incredible edibles, looking after our garden, litter picking. Our green flag as well, has actually, we've obtained our green flag in the school as well, and anything that we can do to promote the environment and save the planet is where we're at the moment in the school.
Terrific. You really are ahead of the game. You mentioned Miss McVeigh. Alana McVeigh is here with me. And of course, we spoke to our mammy too, Anne, on her allotment, which is just a real close connection between the school here and this programme that we're making, Ours to Protect, all about growing your own today. Alana, tell us about you and your role and your committee and the students here in the school.
So our role here in the school for the Green School Committee is from second class up to sixth class, and the children are voted in by their teachers and the other children in their class. And basically their job is to make sure that the school is kept as clean as possible. They take part in litter and waste checklists to make sure that recycling is being done. They also work with Timmy, our caretaker, to make sure that all of our waste from our hot lunches goes into the correct bins. And this year we just got our green flag for global citizenship, litter and waste. And we have with us here today Jason from 6th class, Ava and Tess from 2nd class, and Eve from 3rd class from our Green School Committee, who helped us win our green flag this year. They're very hard workers.
They certainly are. And we stand here in your garden, and I see in the garden you have raised beds here, and one thing certainly caught my eye. Look at the crop of strawberries you have here. Who knows about strawberries? Hello, who are you?
Ava.
Ava, and do you like strawberries?
Yeah, I love strawberries.
Maybe you describe the plants here. What's on the plants? What do you see as you look at the strawberry plants?
I see the leaves growing out of them.
Yeah.
And the stems.
Yes.
And I see how they look like. They look like flowers, but they're not.
What comes out of the flower?
The strawberries.
Yes, it does. And what colour are the strawberries on the plant at the minute? You see them coming out of the flowers there. What colour are they?
They're kind of yellow and green.
They are. And what colour will they turn?
Red.
Oh, and that's when you love them.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Tell us about your garden here, or describe it today. You have a number of what? Raised beds?
Yeah, we have a lot of flowers. We're growing a little bit of fruits, and it was going good last year, but there was a lot of rain, so it was a bit dropped a little bit.
But there's work to be done.
Yeah, there is work to be done.
But that's what a garden is all about, isn't it? Work to be done, yeah. Tidying up. But we had an awful year last year, and you're just really recovering at this stage and getting back. What do you like to grow? What do you like to eat?
I like eating watermelons. Apples.
I love to eat watermelon too, and grapes.
I like to eat strawberries like we were talking about, and I love to eat broccoli.
Broccoli is a great vegetable and so good for you as well, isn't it?
We did grow carrots here, and we've grown some herbs as well, and last year we planted some bulbs too. We grew some daffodils, snowdrops and alliums as well.
So the combination of flowers for pollinators, yeah, and your vegetables combined.
Yeah, and we try not to pull up anything that has any sort of flower on it, because we know that's good for the bees. So we like to attract them and help them to pollinate. And actually in Tess's class, they did the Incredible Edibles program. So maybe she'd be able to tell you a bit more about that.
Yeah, tell me about the Incredible Edibles, please.
So we started to make strawberries, potatoes, lettuce. We also did a mixture of leaves. We also didn't do some later on. We did some sunflowers, and that's all I can kind of remember.
That's loads to remember. I'm delighted with that. Well, well done. When you come out into your garden here in the school, what do you love about it?
I love seeing all the new flowers coming up and all the bees with the pollen and all.
I love seeing all the bees going around in the little houses and the flowers, and I like seeing the flowers come.
I like sometimes, like, if I could see a flower that I can pick, I'll pick it and I'll make a chain out of it.
Lovely, lovely. Jason, what about you? What does the garden do for you, coming out and working in the garden on the raised beds here, growing stuff?
I think that it's very good that everyone's coming up to help the garden, to help grow vegetables and fruits, help with the flowers, the bees, the insects, and I think it's really good. That's what I like about the garden.
Alana, they seem to know plenty here. You're on the ball.
They're a very hard-working committee, and we also like to show the children where their food comes from, because sometimes they just think that it's just found in the shop and it doesn't come from anywhere before that. So we did a full project on where our hot lunches come from and the farms that the crops come from, and the children really enjoyed that. And it's good to make the connection with the community and with the school and show them this is where our food comes from.
It certainly is. Anyway, folks, look, thanks for inviting us along. Lots done, lots more to do in the garden at St. Oliver's School, just outside Drogheda on the north side of town. Thank you for inviting us along. We'll be back because there's more to talk about in this series, Ours to Protect, with yourselves here at the school. But for today, I want to say a big thank you. Tell me your names again. A big thank you to
Eve, Tess, Ava,
Jason.
Thank you so much. Catherine Tiernan Bell.
Not at all. Thank you, Jerry, for having us. Delighted to be.
And Miss McVeigh, Alana, we'll be back to you, of course. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jerry, and thanks for coming to see our school garden.
Ours to Protect is all about growing your own today. Stay with us on Late Lunch for more about getting going with growing after this short break. Welcome back to Ours to Protect, where today we're encouraging you to grow your own vegetables, fruit and flowering plants. Let's hear from an allotment owner about her journey to becoming green-fingered. Yes, you join me this beautiful morning at the allotments just outside Drogheda on the Termin Feckin Road. And I'm joined by someone you know well on Late Lunch, Anne McVeigh, who's had an allotment here for God knows how long. Anne, thanks for inviting me to your allotment this morning. I am truly impressed because I remember, I think you and I here, I don't know how long ago it was when you started, and this was virtually a field. Yep. Look at it now. When did it begin?
It started 15 years ago, Jerry. So we got our plot in June 15 years ago. So whatever, we'll go back. 2010. Yeah. So that was the first time that we came down here. I actually was a friend of mine who got it for me. She was a horticulturalist and Jim had been very unwell at the time. And we'd built on an extension. I'd lost most of my garden. So she said, came and handed me this key Father's Day that morning. Said, there you go, there's your plot, go down. So that afternoon I came down with my sister and we stood in this field of cement and I said, what are we going to do with this? So, and that I was a little 5x10 plot, and so we started, we came down that week and we dug a little patch, and Shawnee Malone gave us some onion sets to put in, and we put in the onions and all the stones that came out, we made the stones to make a path. And so that was the start of it. And anybody who comes down here now, I'll tell them, you know, it can be a little bit overwhelming when you come, because you're literally starting from nothing and you're in the middle, as I said, you're gardening in a field, so you're, it's scotch grass and weeds and all around you. So I always tell people, pick a little space, dig it, prepare it and plant something. And when you've got something in there growing, you want to come back down and see how it's doing. And then this is what grows around you, you know. So it's a wonderful thing. It's phenomenal. We're down here all the time. Currently, I'm down here twice a day because we have the tunnel. So we have to open the tunnel in the morning because it's so hot, close it in the evening. But it keeps everything ticking over. And the reward is that you come down here and you pick something out of the ground for your dinner, and an hour later your spuds are on the plate or your salads or your tomatoes, and there's no feeling like that. That's something that you've nurtured and grown, that you bring it home, you put it on your table and you eat it. There's nothing but goodness in it. All our compost down here comes, we've a variety of compost bins, everything comes from home, so there's no food waste. It all comes down here, gets composted and then gets put back into the land, and that's phenomenal.
And anybody can grow their own. That's the message we want to get across today. And you can start with a simple pot. And as you said, when you lost part of your garden, there's the option of looking for an allotment. But what you say there is so true, because I know it myself, because, you know, I'm a passionate amateur gardener. I have a wee tunnel myself and a greenhouse. And I just love it. And you're right. There's nothing to compare.
No.
Picking it and taking it to the table within minutes or an hour.
And the taste and the flavour, and that you know where it came from, you know what I mean? Like your food, you can completely, from the very start, when it went into the ground, you know that everything went into it. I said there's no chemicals used, and there's two sections to the allotments here, so there's a non-chemical end here. Now, I know there are chemicals in the air, but at least I know that what goes into that ground is all goodness, and you know that you can nurture that food, and that you know that you're eating really healthy stuff at the end of it. And there's nothing like the taste of it, you know. And then you have this glut of things, like, so then I bought like a bigger freezer because I couldn't fit I couldn't squish everything into the little freezer. So at the end of the summer, like, I still have stuff in, I still have beans and you know, courgettes and tomatoes that I'd roast and make a sauce, but put it in the freezer. And through the year, then you're eating your stuff. Then you can blanch your carrots, parsnips. So even though you'd have a lot of stuff at the end of the year, you can use them all the way along. And that's a great feeling. And then I make loads of jams and chutneys and preserves, and everything gets, you know, there'll be madness in our house in September. I have to get everything saved, save all the vegetables. So, you know, and it's a wonderful to be able to do that as well. And then I give them to people. So, you know, I've actually ran out of jam this year. This is the first year I've ran out of jam before I got to make more. But Yeah, it's a great way to, as I said, like when I started down here, I did not know a thing. I told you, I stood in a field amok and said, what do I do here? And now I have everything that we want to eat is grown around the place. We have onions, carrots, parsnips, beans, broad beans. We have a whole fruit section, raspberries, strawberries, and started off knowing nothing.
Ava Flynn is 10 now and she's been growing vegetables since she was 3. Here she's with me in our greenhouse, which abounds with early crops.
And Ava, tell everybody what we're surrounded by here.
We have loads of carrots and strawberries and aubergines and tomatoes, and they're so big. They've grown so big since we planted them in the spring.
Tell me about growing your own. What do you love about it?
I love seeing the life cycle and putting the seeds in and then watching them grow and grow. And then when they're ready, I love eating them fresh. It's just the nicest.
What's your favourite?
Oh, I do love the strawberries when they grow and the carrots. I eat them raw. They are very nice.
What would you say to anybody who's listening today about growing their own to encourage them?
It's very good to grow your own, to see everything grow. And I really think you should do it because I love doing it. And it's lovely to look after them and watch them grow.
Is it easy to grow your own?
Yeah. You just get the seeds, you plant them, and it's really easy, you know?
Well, anyway, we're here today. Would you like to maybe pick a carrot till we see one of your carrots? Reach in there and pick one till we see what he's like. Oh my, look at him. What about that?
Oh, it's lovely. I love picking them and seeing what they look like.
You get the smell of the carrot.
Yeah.
The carrot, our own carrots, straight from the ground. Do you know you put that Flynn as a little seed?
Yeah.
And what does it feel like to be picking them today?
It's amazing. It's crazy to think how you put a little seed in for it to grow to this big vegetable.
It's a lovely carrot. It's a lovely size. It's not too big. It's not too small. It's a baby carrot. Give me that. We're going to wash that and you're going to eat that in a minute. But before the carrot, you're going to pick something else. Tell the listeners what you're going to pick.
A strawberry.
Away you go.
So you just break it at the top and you... It's lovely. So juicy. It's very nice.
And you remember, you and me, putting those little strawberry runners into those pots, don't you?
I do, yeah.
We put them in last autumn, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, and then we left them over the winter and we have them here in the greenhouse and look at them now with all the lovely strawberries on them. How nice is that berry?
Oh, it's the nicest. They're the nicest when they're fresh.
Is it really berry nice?
Definitely berry nice.
So Ava Flynn is just 10. She's been growing with me since she's been 3. And she's here enjoying a lovely strawberry, the fruits of her labour. And as she said, it's so easy to grow your own. Get going, grow your own. If you haven't much space, get a pot. Put some quick maturing salad leaves into it and they'll be up in no time. When that gets you going, who knows where it will bring you in the future. Ava, the strawberry's almost gone.
Yeah.
Time for the carrot.
Yeah, definitely.
Thanks so much, Ava.
Thank you.
The harvest is great. The labourer's young. Oh, the excitement of growing and harvesting your own. Here's Ava again with her little sister Olivia and cousins Harry and Pippa Kelly as they harvest early potatoes planted in pots some weeks earlier.
Now, we're in my back garden and you know I have a little tunnel and a greenhouse. And you know who's with me today? Ava, Pippa, Harry and Olivia. And they're my grandchildren. And they all... You can talk in a second, Harry, no problem. And they all planted spuds in pots about 10 weeks ago, wasn't it, Ava? Tell them.
Yeah, about 10 weeks ago. And now they've just grown huge. It's crazy.
And do you remember planting it, Pippa?
Yeah.
Yes. And Harry?
So we can touch them.
You can now, yes. You couldn't touch them for the last number of weeks, but you can now. And Olivia, do you remember planting the spud? She's gone all shy on me. Anyway, it's about 10 weeks on and the spuds have grown, haven't they?
They have, yeah. Yeah, they're very big now.
And what are we going to do now? We're going to empty the pots, aren't we?
Yeah.
We're going to empty the pots, aren't we, Harry?
Yep.
And Olivia's going to empty a pot too, aren't you? Yes, she is indeed. So this is all about teaching your children how to grow things. And potatoes are fantastic.
With potatoes still with plants.
Yes, they do indeed. So the potatoes have all grown. So it's harvest day, isn't it, Ava?
It is, yeah.
Are you looking forward to emptying the pots?
Yeah.
Are we looking forward?
Yeah.
To see what's in them, aren't we?
Yeah.
What's in the pots? What's in the pots, Olivia?
Potatoes.
Potatoes. There is indeed. Okay, so who's going to turn out the first pot first? Who's going to empty that? Pippa, will you do it? Empty your pot out there. Go on, topple it over. Topple it right over when we see. Turn it out and we see what's in the pot. Tip it out there. Tip it out, lift it up. Lift it out. Now what we do is we give it a shake. Watch, watch, watch. What have we got? Come on, look for them. Look for them. Whoa, look. What is there, Ava? Describe what there is.
Loads of potatoes. And so there's this one mummy potato and that grows and makes loads of little potatoes for us to eat.
Yes. Show me, Pippa. How many have you there? Let's root through to see if there's any more. That's there. Aren't they lovely? Oh, look. Look. Look at them all. Look at them all. Is there any more on the plant? Okay, so that's Pippa's. Now, Harry, are you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. Here goes Harry. Tip it over. Good man. Ooh, what have we found?
Some potatoes.
What have you, Harry?
Potatoes.
Potatoes. Look at them. Look at the lovely new potatoes, all for your dinner. Have you got them? Let's see, is there any more? Put all your spuds into that bucket, everybody. Go on, put them in there. Load them in there till we see what we have. Look at these here. Come on. Now, who's next? Is it Olivia next? Come on. Are you ready, Olivia? Are you going to empty your bucket? Come on, your turn. Here she goes. Olivia empties her bucket. Tap, 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 tap. Lift the bucket up. Let's have a look. What have you? What have we found?
I found
spuddies.
One.
Look.
Found
Olivia,
one.
Yes.
Yeah, I found one.
Yes.
Thank you. Look, I found one.
Look, found loads. Look, we found loads of potatoes. Come on, Ava. Ava's bucket is here now to be emptied. Last of the four buckets. And it's... Olivia, if any more you find, pick them up there. Come on. Come on, Ava. Oh, lovely. Look. That's the mammy. And the babies are all around it. Come on, shake it out. Shake it out. There'll be more there. Look at them. Look at them falling out. Look. Look at the new potatoes.
One.
Whee. Well, Ava, didn't we get a great crop?
Yeah, loads of them. There's so many for our dinner.
And that's what it's all about. Teaching your children to grow your own. Do you hear the fun, the excitement with the whole lot of them as they find the new potatoes that they planted about 10 weeks ago? That's what it's all about. Grow your own. You can't beat it. Everyone looking forward to tasting the potatoes?
Yeah.
Yes. That's Ava and Olivia Flynn and Pippa and Harry Kelly enjoying harvesting their new potatoes. Back to allotment owner Anne McVeigh for a final word.
And then we just went, as I said, plant something. Try it. Stick something in a pot. Dig a little bed, put it in. It doesn't have to be raised. It doesn't have to be fancy. We had no raised beds here at that time. And, you know, put something in and give it a go. And you'll get pleasure out of watching it grow. And if it's food, you'll get immense pleasure from eating it. So give it a shot and see how you go.
Yes, don't delay. Get growing today. You'll love it, I promise. And do join us next month for another episode of Ours to Protect on Your Late Lunch.
Ours to Protect is funded by Comisión na Meán with a television licence fee and is a partnership between LMFM and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.